It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for tri-state residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between. Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Just a little after 12 o'clock. I'm Larry Tuneforce. This is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. Let's start off with wishing Freddie Stone of Sly and the Family Stone a happy birthday. He's 72 today out there. And our show each day is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And as you can tell, my cold is still here. It hasn't quite gone away yet. And it's supposed to be 108 today. You just heard Paul Lavoie do the weather. And so it's officially now turned into a summer cold. You know? And after I get off the air, I'm off to Kingman today. But I hope to get back and maybe go to a quick care and get a Z-Pack and knock this thing out here. So, hopefully. If you have any questions during the show, you can call in 702-298-1063. Our first guest today is Bradley Oliver. He's actually assigned to the Bullhead City Police Department, but he's in charge of a lot. We talked to you a month or so ago about dispatch, because you cover dispatch.
Yes, I do.
And you also cover animal care and welfare.
Yes, I do.
Also known as animal control.
That's correct.
Yeah. But, and that's a large. You have a couple dozen employees?
Yes, I do. I have I have one lead animal care and welfare officer, three animal care and welfare officers, two part-time officers, which I am recruiting for those positions. I have two full-time shelter support technicians.
Wow.
One part-time shelter support technicians. And luckily, I'm lucky to have 10 incredible animal care and welfare volunteers.
Wow. Now, do you suppose at some point in time they're going to enlarge that? Because they haven't changed that building since the day we became a city. And meanwhile, we keep getting more and more people, more and more pets, and you've got to be out of space for...
Yes, I'm hoping that we do make our facility a little bit larger than what it is. We currently, our shelter can accommodate, we have 25 kennels, four small dog cubes, four dog runs, 45 cat condos, and we do also have an isolation area.
Wait a minute. The dogs have a cage and the cat have a condo?
Yes, they do. We call them condos. So cats do have condos.
Wow. And the dogs have a cage.
They have a kennel that is
I see dogs walking out in front of animal control with a sign protesting this.
Exactly.
Cats get it.
They get a cat condo. So.
Oh, my gosh.
And we also have an isolation area for dogs that are unquarantined for bites or what have you.
Okay.
We also have a sick ward, and those are for animals that are being treated. So our facility is always kind of at its maximum capacity.
Yeah, I bet. And then when you talk about a sick animal, are you on contract with vets that will come to the facility and take care of them, or do you have to take them to the vet?
Well, actually, that's part of our administrative operations. I kind of handle that. We have contracts with vets in the city of Bullhead. We have two. We have another contract with. I will give you the names of them so I can give them a little. Do some marketing for them.
Yeah.
Spirit Mountain Animal Care and Welfare. Spirit Mountain Animal Hospital.
Okay.
Colorado River Animal Hospital. And we also do a lot of business with low cost spay and neuter up in Kingman.
Okay. And they come down here for you, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, we transport animals directly to them. We kind of transport the animals to all our local vets. That's part of our shelter operations.
And then you work with WeCare Saint.
Yes, we do.
Saving
what we're saying.
Animals in need together.
That's correct. Yeah. And we have a great relationship with Saint, the president, Gail Moscato, and their vice president, Donna Doyle. We do have an agreement with them, and we kind of work together. And when we have difficult placements and adoption situations, they handle that part of our business for us.
Well, that's nice.
Yes.
Yeah. Because they're all about trying to get them adopted.
That's correct. Yeah. Our number one objective is to get animals out of our facility. A lot of people think that we are trying to hold on to animals, but and that's not the case.
No.
I would prefer not to have any animals there, to be honest with you.
Right. Because we all know, and we all grew up with an animal in our life, and so we know that families need a dog and a cat, at least one of each.
Oh, I agree. I think I grew up with... I think I got a dog. My mother allowed me to have a dog when I was in the second grade, and I kept that dog until I graduated from high school.
Yeah,
Dogs and cats were always a part of our family. I know me, I just said I had a dog. My sister had a cat. So that is a true statement.
And dogs give you unconditional love 24/7. I mean, they never have a bad day.
They don't.
It's amazing, you know. When you walk in the door, they're like, "Oh, here I am! You came home to see me." You know,
as a young adult, I had two dogs, and when they heard my car come down the street, they would be at the door waiting every single day.
Yeah.
So yeah, dogs are very special, and they deserve to have a good owner as well, responsible owner.
And that's something that Saint does. Is they really? You just can't call Saint and say, "I like a kitty. Could you bring one by?" They would go out to the home, and they kind of make sure that it's safe for that animal.
That is correct. Saint does a very good job at making sure the animal is placed in a very good environment.
And then right now, speaking of dogs, you're doing something with Swanties. Martin Swanee is a big dog lover. If anybody doesn't know that yet, and Martin lives in Kingman. He has a couple dealerships in Kingman and then one here in Bullhead City. And he is constantly donating to animal control and helping everybody out. And right now he's running like a big ad with pictures of dogs that need to be adopted.
Exactly. We kind of work with Swanee's, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge. Every year we do it twice a year. We do a empty the shelter event in December and one in June, and currently we are in the start of the one in June. We are very thankful for Swanee's for helping us out. I talked to Connie Russell, who runs the general manager over in the Bullhead City location, and I call her the great Connie Russell because she helps us not only twice a year, but she sponsors animals every single month. In actuality, last year, for example, Swanee's sponsored 159 adoptions last year.
Wow.
That means they made an investment of four people in the amount of $11,130. So we really, really, really appreciate what Swanee's does for Animal Care and Welfare Bullhead City. And we have a lot of respect for the great Connie Russell.
The great Connie Russell. I like that. And they're a sponsor of our program, but it's the Kingman Hyundai. But Martin Swanee himself and obviously Connie love dogs.
Yes.
And it shows.
Yep.
It shows.
Yeah, it does.
Now, what's the strangest animal that somebody's knocked on your door and said, here, I found this in the street and I brought it to you?
Well, we have had chickens that people have dropped out of the back of their pickups in cages running through Highway 95. And, of course, we go out and we kind of swoop them up and bring them to our shelter. We recently had a goat. We get ferrets. Sometimes we get owls, and we kind of call game and fish to come get that stuff.
Right, yeah.
So I would say here recently, as I go through the shelter on a daily basis, I think the strangest thing I've heard was a goat in our shelter.
A goat.
And we never got anybody to come to claim the goat, so my lead animal care and welfare adopted the goat and took it home. And she doesn't live in Bullhead. She lives in Mojave Valley. She has a nice acre out there.
So she adopted the goat.
Adopted the goat. Yes. Yeah. So we get now and then we get some strange animals in our facility.
I can imagine. Yeah, and do your officers get a call, like when there's a snake at someone's house?
Yes, we do. In the summer, snake season typically is rattlesnakes. We will go out to help extract that snake if it's blocking your entryway to your home and or your business or your vehicle. We would go and catch the snake, and we'll take it back out. And
if it's in your backyard, just over in the corner or something.
No, that doesn't qualify as for us to come out because we are in their habitat.
Right.
We would catch the snake if it's in blocking the entry to your home, business, and or vehicle, and we would take it back out to the desert, and we'll let it go.
Oh, okay. All
yes.
Right. So you don't harm it. You just
relocate it.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're in the moving industry.
Exactly. we do a lot at Animal Care and Welfare. We never know what's going to happen from day to day.
I can imagine. That's kind of an exciting part of it, though, isn't it?
Yep. It is exciting for my officers and for me. I try to, as the Support Services Division Manager / Animal Care and Welfare Bureau Manager, I make it a point to go out with my officers a number of times per month.
Right.
I typically handle complaints, maybe barking complaints, or you know, people that are over the limit with their animals, and I try to rectify those complaints in a.
You talked about limits. What are the limits in Bullhead City that have been set by our city council for dog and cat?
You are allowed to have 3 dogs and 3 cats per household.
Okay.
And over the limit means you have 1 too many.
Yeah. And then if someone has 4 and they're listening, what is the process? You know, they're not going to call you and say, I got 4 dogs. What are you going to do about it? But if a neighbor was to call and go, hey, I'm watching my neighbor, you know, Larry, and he's got 4 dogs. What do you do?
Well, actually, we would definitely go out and we would do a welfare check to see if, in fact, that is a true statement. And we would give those individuals time to rehome one or two of the animals, depending on how many you are over the limit.
Right.
And we would follow up. And if they don't, then we would probably write a citation and they would have to go to court.
Okay. All right. So there's a process if you're over the limit.
That's correct.
But and it's not an unreasonable limit to think 3 dogs and 3 cats. I mean, an average family of husband and wife and 2 kids, that's 6 animals.
That's 6 animals.
Yeah.
I mean, for me personally, my limit is always going to be 2. It's always would be 2.
Mine too, yeah.
It's the city council has made it 3 dogs and 3 cats, and that's what we kind of go by.
All right, yeah. And I'm that same way. We have 1 dog and 1 cat. My dog's 14, and so he doesn't get out much anymore at 14. He's a big Labrador, and now he's figured out that when he lays on the tile and he can't get up, that if he just barks, somebody will come and lift his butt up.
Oh, yeah.
It's either me and my wife. We have to get underneath him. We count to 3, and then up we go.
Dogs are pretty smart.
Oh, yeah.
And they can outsmart their owners any day of the week.
You know, it's funny you say that because I used to have grass in my backyard. And the lab that I had at that point in time, during the day when I was at work and my ex-wife was at work, we come home and there's big holes in our yard. You know, and I'm like, why is this dog digging in my yard? What is the deal here? And then it took a while for me to understand that the dog finally trained me and said that, you know, he's trying to stay cool. You know, and of course, when he digs that hole down deep, it's moist and it's cooler. So I eventually took my sprinkler system and I tapped in a sandbox on the side of my house. And I put sheet metal underneath it so that the moisture wouldn't go down in the dirt. And I filled it with sand, tapped a sprinkler into it, and 4 times a day that sand would get moist. And the dog figured out that he could just keep moving that sand all day long, and nothing happened to him as long as he stayed out of the yard.
Exactly. No, dogs are pretty smart. They'll find the most coolest place, especially in the desert, to lounge around during the day.
Yeah. I just had a friend over earlier today, and she was looking at our refrigerator freezer, and when I opened the freezer part, she saw these 2 big cups frozen with ice. And she said, what are those for? And I said, those are the dogs. And she goes, what? And my dog is a lab, so he's big. He has a 1-gallon cooler, but I just threw the lid away, and reverse osmosis water, and whenever it starts to go down, we throw one of those ice cubes in there. And yeah. I drink a lot of water, and my water's cold. And I think to myself, I think my dog wants cold water. So this dog has been raised on reverse osmosis cold water.
Pretty much. Dogs are raised on what their owners like as well.
Oh, yeah.
They like table food. They want to eat table food. You have steak, they want steak too.
Yep.
So, I can understand that as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, all right, Bradley, let's take a little break here and pay for our show, and we'll be back and we'll talk a little bit more.
Sounds great.
Everybody loves strawberries, and it's strawberry time at Perkins. Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter, a flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad, smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese, served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrette. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand-new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand-new SUVs with no interest loan. Active first responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand-new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see martinswanteehyundai.com.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Classic car owners trust their collectible vehicles to David Miner and his team of professionals at the Upholstery Shop in Bullhead City. Your boat will look and feel like new when you have it reupholstered at the Upholstery Shop. If your jet ski has a tattered seat, get it over to the Upholstery Shop. Just imagine new cushions on that patio furniture. David Miner only uses American-made Sunbrella, ensuring the longevity of your outdoor furniture. After all, living here, we practically live outside. Remember to drop it off at the Upholstery Shop, Highway 95 across from Carl's Jr., Bullhead City.
And you are back with Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. I'm Larry Toonforce, the host, and the show every day is brought to you by Mojave Shred for your secure document protection. And that what that basically means is they have cabinets that you can put items into that you want to get rid of and shredded, and they come by each month and they shred them for you. It's that simple. And the box has a lock on it. You have a key in case you need to get something out of there. For some reason, you put the wrong document in there. But that's Mojave Shred. Give them a call. Perkins Family Restaurant, they have a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. I eat there about once a week. And then we get ready to leave. And I've got pies and muffins and cookies, but my wife always wants a brownie to go. You know, great food at Perkins. And they're building one in Kingman, so you're going to have one up there soon. Mojave Electric Cooperative, where they have that Co-op Connection card. You can save on prescriptions, doctor's appointments, cars, you name it. So stop by on Hancock Road, the office, and pick up yourself a Co-op Connection card. They're free. Yeah, you can't beat it. And it saves you money. You know, what a great deal. Barron's Pest Solutions. If you've got bugs, spiders, scorpions, termites, they'll come and take care of them for you. And they can even do bee removal if you have bees. So Barron's is the people you want to talk to for pest abatement. And then Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman. We've talked a little bit about Martin Swanee's dealership here in Bullhead and what they do for the animals. But Martin Swanee Hyundai and Kingman on the outskirts out there, you can test drive any car on the lot. And I was up there recently, and they got bright colors, and you can custom order your own Hyundai with the material you want, the color you want, and then when it comes in, it's all yours. And then, of course, if you have any questions for Bradley here, you can give us a call, 702-298-1063. And we're back with Bradley Oliver, Support Services Director, and you oversee animal care and welfare. And you got other divisions. You got the dispatch center.
Well, actually, my title is Support Services Division Manager, and I'm responsible for the day-to-day operations of not only animal care and welfare, but the records section, the property and evidence section. I also am responsible for the day-to-day operations of the Bureau of 911 Communications.
Wow. You got a full plate.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
I love what I do, and I enjoy it, so it makes the day go by very, very fast.
I'll bet, yeah, because when you're going from all those different divisions, and how often do you make it up to dispatch?
I'm there at least once or twice a day. I have a schedule in the morning. And on some days, I go directly to the dispatch center and then down to, well, dispatch center, we have shift changes at 6 a.m. Animal care and welfare, we start our day off at 7 a.m. And the record section and P&E sections, they start their day at 8 a.m. So I'm able to hit all three at when they open. So,
oh, okay, good.
And I do it. We, in animal care and welfare, for example, we start cleaning up the shelter, disinfecting the shelter. We do that on a daily basis. We have to move animals, handle animals to clean their kennels, cat condos, as we mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
Earlier, that starts at 7. We open to the public at 10 a.m. I typically do go back to animal care and welfare and do an inspection of our facility to make sure it's presentable, and it is presentable pretty much every single day. In fact, we recently had a inspection by Mojave County Department of Public Health,
right,
the Environmental Health Division, and I am happy to say that we have had three consecutive years with excellent rating.
Well, that's good.
Yes.
So, and they're looking at the cleanliness and the way the animals are treated and all that. So
that's correct.
So that falls under the health department.
Right? Well, actually, Environmental Health Division of Mojave County Department of Public Health. Yes.
Okay. Very good. All right. So now, leash laws. I see in the paper from time to time where somebody was cited because their dog was at large.
Yes.
Does that mean they're walking their dog and they're not on a leash?
Well, actually, that means that the dog has probably gotten out of their yard.
Ah.
A dog should be contained. Responsible ownership dictates that you should contain your dog, and that means that they were not contained. They were probably running down the street or out at the park, running around the community park or Rotary Park, and we get a call to our dispatch, and we are dispatched out to try to locate that dog. And if we get them, then we will give a citation for animal at large.
Okay. And then there's a leash law that when you're walking your dog or jogging with your dog and whatever, when you have it outdoors away from your house, it has to be on a leash, correct?
That's correct. It should be on a 6-foot leash, and you should have control of your dog at all times.
Okay. Is this Tim?
Yes.
Okay, Tim, hold on. We're going to finish up with this guest, play some commercials, and I'm putting you on the air.
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you. All right. So what is the leash? What's the length of the leash supposed to be?
It should be 6 feet long.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So those retractables are okay as long as it's between your hand and the dog is 6 feet.
Exactly. I mean, it's hard to – I mean, if you are down to the river and your dog is in the water or something like that, then those retractables are okay.
Yeah.
But if you're walking your dog, you should have – the dog on a 6-foot leash when you're around people.
Okay, very good. All right. Bradley, did we miss anything today? You want to?
Well, actually, I just want to give some stats out. Last year, we adopted out 639 animals. We redeemed. That means that we redeemed 345 animals. And redemptions mean that animals that are at large, we go out and we find them, and people come back to our shelter to redeem their animals. So there are a lot of animals at large. I also want to kind of prop up or kind of market our rabies and wellness clinics. We do that twice a month, first Thursday and last Thursday of every single month. In the last 11 months, we have consulted with 729 pet owners. We administered 1,523 vaccinations.
Wow.
521 were rabies, 446 were distemper, parvo. It is parvo season, and we will have another clinic at our shelter this coming up Thursday.
Okay.
Just to give you one other stat, people, we are 24/7, 365 day operation. We do have an animal care and welfare on call all the time. Last year, we had 2,594 calls for service. We handled 2,249 animals. We adopted out, I said that's earlier, 636, and redemptions again was 345. We also issued 2,507 licenses last year.
Wow.
And I also want to kind of let people know what responsible pet ownership is. And when you go to adopt a dog during this event that we're having, Swanee's is paying the full adoption fee of $70. The adopter is responsible for the license fee, which is $30. So
okay,
it is not completely free. But responsible pet ownership means committing to a relationship with your pet for its entire life, recognizing that owning a pet requires an investment of time and money.
Yeah.
Adhering to local ordinances, including license and lease requirements. We just went over that. And helping us manage overpopulation by controlling your pet, reducing that through containment, making sure they are contained and they are spayed and neutered. If you do adopt an animal from Animal Care and Welfare, we do provide that animal with either a neuter or a spay.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. What's the phone number if people want to call with a question?
They can call 763-928-763-6000. That's directly to our Animal Care and Welfare Shelter.
Very good. All right, Bradley. A lot of great information. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank
so
you.
So if you have any questions you didn't want to answer, ask on the air, you can call Bradley at 763-6000.
That's correct.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Larry. I appreciate it.
Meet Jenny.
Honey, we saved over $80 this month on groceries alone.
Jenny saves money at the grocery store using printable coupons from the Co-op Connections program.
Wow, how'd you save all that money?
It's easy with Co-op Connections, the program that helps you save big on groceries and household items with coupons.com.
It's all thanks to Co-op Connections.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Jenny and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialists. MojaveShred.com.
Trusted healthcare resource. When it comes to you or your family's health, you want the best care possible. Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy, the Apothecary Shop, is here to help. Their staff actually takes the time to get to know their patients and help them on a path to better health. They now offer a complete line of CBD products. The Apothecary Shop, your Health Mart Pharmacy, located at 1840 Mesquite, across from the hospital, Lake Havasu. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
It was an era of music, fun, and beer. Brew beer at its best, but under hush-hush conditions. The 1890s is a time in history gone, but the remains of award-winning handcrafted brew beer served ice-cold is always available at Barley Brothers Brewery of Lake Havasu City. Recipient of 6 award-winning beers since its inception, Barley Brothers seeks quality, freshness, and taste. Handcrafted beer and fringe benefits for a full year. Join the Barley Brothers exclusive Brewmasters VIP Club. It's all about the beer and food. Barley Brothers Brewery on the island next to the London Bridge.
Banking has never been easier for Horizon Community Bank customers. It's the Horizon Community Bank mobile app, free of charge in the App Store on your mobile device. So easy to use. Check your balances, view transactions, deposit a check, pay bills, transfer funds, or locate an ATM no matter where you are. Fast, secure, and convenient. The Horizon Community Bank app. Visit your local Horizon Community Bank for more information about mobile banking in Havasu, Fort Mojave, Parker, and Portside. Member FDIC, Horizon Community Bank.
All right, this is Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. Larry Tuneforce, your host. And every day, the show is brought to you by Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. So if you stop into those businesses, tell them thanks for sponsoring the show. Now, over the weekend, you might have seen on the news where on local Arizona news, where a lot of kids in the valley were headed to Camp Courage. Camp Courage is up in Prescott, and live on the phone I have one of the counselors, Tim Laporte, who's a good friend of mine. We met each other at Camp Courage when we were both rookie counselors about, 17, 18 years ago. And Tim,
23.
You're still there every day, every year, right?
Every year.
Okay. So now you're one of the counselors. What are some of the activities that these children that have been a victim of a burn of some kind, what are they doing this week?
Well, first of all, I'm not a counselor anymore. My wife, who I met here at camp, we're on staff, and we just do tie-dye all week long.
Oh.
But I was a counselor when you were back involved with camp. Had several different years of being a counselor for several boys. But to answer your question about activity, so that's one of the reasons why I asked the other people to come along. Although I know a cursory what goes on in the rest of camp, I'm not restrained to be in tie-dye, but we like to be available to anybody to do tie-dye all day long.
And
but
you?
There are other activities like horseback riding. Today we're sitting at Goldwater Lake, where the entire camp comes down to Goldwater Lake and has the opportunity to do fishing, crawfish hunting, kayaking, canoeing. They can hike around the lake. And then one of our local fire departments, the Sedona Valley Charities, comes up and cooks hamburgers and hot dogs for all the campers and staff. So that's our main activity on Wednesday. It's a nice break from the middle of the week.
Right.
But there's riflery, and this year we've got a laser tag where it's a 3D shooting at clay pigeons that explodes. There's arts and crafts where they can make all... In the past, we've had culinary arts and photographic arts. There's rock climbing, ropes course,
Archery.
Back in the day, Larry, when you were involved, we tried to keep the kids so busy that at night they were exhausted. Well, the whole program has morphed over the years, and now we're a little bit more relaxed. We want the kids to be rejuvenated, not depleted. But for me, looking at the program, one of the hugest things that's a huge change from the time you were involved is the development of youth with the LIT, the Leaders in Training Program, where essentially it's a four-year program. They start off at, 16 years old, and they're given life skills, problem-solving, communication.
How to do a resume, how to interview, how to apply for college. All
fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah.
So you're keeping them busy still, but you've widened the activities to include, life lessons.
Absolutely. Larry, one of the things I would say is that we've loosened the schedule, or we've made it less intense. And the reason why is because we wanted to have opportunities to make sure counselors or the leads over areas could talk to the campers about the therapeutic nature of what we're doing. So we're not just horseback riding. Our campers are going into an equine-assisted learning space where they learn how to approach this big, giant horse, and which happens to be very sensitive, with knowing what emotion they should have as they approach that horse. So if they're fearful, that horse is going to be apprehensive. If they're joyful, that horse will be receptive to them. If they're calm, that horse will come to them. So teaching the campers how to approach a horse and then talking to them about how do you approach other human beings, how do you make a friend, how do you overcome somebody who's bullying you, and it's the way in which you respond oftentimes can change the way they're going to respond to you. So, and that's just one example of the way in which we make all things therapeutic at the camp. And so we make sure we take the time to talk the campers through the skill they're learning, how it translates into real-world life.
Well, that's fantastic, Tim. And like you said, you're on staff now, but you have a full-time job also outside of this camp.
Well, yeah, I'm still on the job. I'm still a paramedic firefighter for a fire district outside of Tucson. But that's just how I earn my living. This is joy for me. I'm also a soccer referee and do some other things with the Boy Scouts in the community. But you know, when you do this camp, it's one of those things in the universe where you get so much back from what you put into it.
Well, that's so true, because so many of the children that come there, some of them might have just had a burn on their arm, but some of them have burns that show, and some of them are pretty bad.
Yeah, some of them are really horrific burns, but that's really the minority. But I don't care what size the burn is, it's an insult to the body. And so there may be emotional, developmental problems, and that too is another part of our staff that I didn't mention. We have three people that are behaviorists or clinical workers to mitigate any of our children that are not dealing as well with others. So, you know, we've got children that are autistic. We've got children. It's not just the burns. They're not just thermal burns. They could be chemical burns, steam burns,
right.
Mechanical burns.
Right.
So it's a real wide range of insult to the body.
So this year at Camp Courage, do you have a ballpark idea of how many youth you have there?
We have 74 campers that were supposed to arrive. I think our final number ended up being 69 that were there.
Okay. And they stay in little cabins, right?
Yes, they do. There's three to four campers per two counselors.
Oh, fantastic. So they're being supervised the entire time they're there, but it sounds as if the directors have expanded this program to be, you know, educational at the same time as it's fun and entertaining.
Sure. I'll invert the normal chart from the camper. The campers also have LITs and their counselors. Each group of counselors, male and female, have lead counselors. Then there's the leaders in training that Emmanuel is involved with, and he'll get into that in a moment. There are people that are shadowing other people to learn the position. So there's a lot of redundancy, not a lot, there's just some redundancy so that the program continues to expand. And from my perspective, with the drive on the youth and the survivors themselves taking over the camp and learning the camp, and we see the fruits of our labors for that.
For sure.
Well, and that's exciting, because it's a camp for them, but it's a lot more than just a camp. And I'm sure the parents are excited that they've made these additions, and you know, especially when you talk about bullying, because unfortunately, if you're a child that's got a burn and it shows, you can be a target for that bullying. And how do you deal with that?
I'm going to let Emmanuel address that.
Hi, this is Emmanuel. I noticed that you mentioned some of this is educational, but it's more than that. It's not like these kids are coming up to a summer camp where they have to take classes or like a little version of summer school. This is a lot different.
Right.
You do end up learning a lot, but it's learning about yourself and becoming more comfortable with yourself. Here at camp, we try to keep the atmosphere as positive as possible, and with that, we help all the campers that come up here and that have been coming up here for years continually grow and in their own bodies and grow emotionally and become more stable.
That's
I personally
great.
Have been coming up here for 10 years, and every single year I have noticed personal improvement, but as well I have noticed improvement among my peers, and now as an LIT, I have noticed improvement among my campers.
And you mentioned to me off the air before we started that you had the executive director there with you. I was wondering, would she want to talk about some of the sponsors that help pay for this camp? Because it's not cheap to have all these things. And like you said, just the food alone for the campers for a week is an expense.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a he, but that's okay. Nick Milam. And, yeah, it does take a lot. It costs about $1,500 per camper to put on this camp. But we have some wonderful sponsors. A couple that I'll mention. In past years, we had a motorcycle club, Wind and Fire Motorcycle Club. They kind of have retired, and Hog 93 Motorcycle Club has taken over the baton. But they raised about $40,000 a year for this camp. Through various and assorted charity rides on motorcycles that they do. They ride up on Monday at camp, bring their bikes up so the campers can all see their bikes, eat lunch with the campers, hang out for a while with the campers. It's a good time. So they're one of the major sponsors of the camp. We also have a number of other organizations that help support. Subway Sports for Kids are a major sponsor for this camp. We have a major sponsor in Scottsdale 2030 Club out of Scottsdale, Arizona, that have been good supporters for the camp. And then there's a lot of individual toners. I'm thinking about there's a women's correctional facility down in southern Arizona that the prisoners there every year they have a snack shop and they sell, and the proceeds from that snack shop goes to Camp Courage, and they raise somewhere between $1,000 and $1,500 a year for Camp Courage, which maybe doesn't seem like a lot, but, I mean, it's a group of women that are incarcerated, and I think that's pretty phenomenal for them to be committed to giving back to the community.
Well, that's fantastic, because basically they're paying for one camper, and I'm sure they would love to know that they paid for, if it's a women's prison, might have sent little Susie or something to camp. And you might want to even consider letting little Susie write a thank you note and some pictures of Susie during the week doing different things that went back to those ladies.
Yeah, absolutely. You're right on in what we do. So we make sure that they get pictures of what's happened at camp with a great big thank you for having made camp possible for one of the campers.
Well, I think it's fantastic. You know, I was there many years ago when I was a firefighter with Bullhead City Fire. I was their public information officer and public education specialist. And myself and a couple other firefighters from Bullhead City, Mike Thompson and Chip Decker, all came up there. And for 2 years in a row, I think I did it. And then there was some changes and whatnot. And so I didn't have the time that I had in those days. But it's definitely awesome to volunteer for. And the experience, and some of those kids now, they come year after year?
Oh, absolutely. We have campers. I'm thinking of Jason Webb. He's a Glendale firefighter. He came to camp in 1991, which was the first year of the Arizona Children's Burn Camp, grew up through camp, became in those days it was called a counselor in training, not a leader in training, then became a counselor at camp, moved up in leadership in camp, was camp director for 3 years, and now is helping in the LIT program with camp. And there's a number of them that have that same exact story. We have a lot of people in leadership at camp, a lot of counselors who are burn survivors who grew up in camp.
Well, and there's nobody to better tell the younger people how to deal with their burns and face their burns than a counselor who has been a burn victim.
Absolutely. When you when Mick was talking about volunteers and you were talking about volunteers, this is Tim again. A lot of firefighters from all over the state come, and when you talk about volunteers, if you go to azburn.org, arizonaburn.org, there are places there to donate, there are places there to sign up for volunteer work. The Camp Courage is probably the flagship of the foundation, but there's lots of other programs that I would encourage, if anybody has any kind of an interest and wants to get involved, to go there to get some more information.
Because they do other things during the year. Camp Courage is this week in Prescott, but they do other activities with burn survivors throughout the year, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, we have support groups. We do a holiday party. We do a day at the Diamondbacks for a baseball game.
Family camp,
an adult retreat, a young adult retreat. So there's much that we do. And then on the prevention side, and I know in Mojave County Fire District, Bullhead City, Laughlin, they all use our prevention education program, Milo and Moxie Smart Safety Rangers, as part of their community outreach, community risk reduction.
Well, and it's got to be very satisfaction for all of those of you that are the directors and the counselors and the staff when you see someone like you were talking about that, you know, started off as a young child at Camp Courage, and now they've bursted into this human being that might have been a shy person because they were afraid of their burns or they didn't think their burns looked well. And now they're a counselor in training. Now they're, you know, excelling. And I would imagine that Camp Courage just doesn't complete their week, but can complete their life.
Absolutely. That's why so many people keep coming back to volunteer. A piece of evidence of that is when you see these, when they first come to camp, they're very shy. They want to wear long sleeves, long pants, and by camp's end, they're wearing short sleeves and shorts. You see these young people develop into, our LITs actually run some of the program.
Fantastic.
There's one night where they run all of the activity. Our opening ceremony this year was run by the young burn survivor who used to be campers, are now leaders in training. So I want to say it's miraculous, but it's just really invigorating. It's heart-rending, and that's why we're here.
Fantastic. Tim, we've got about a minute and a half left before I go to a commercial break, and then I do a community calendar after that. Is there anything else that you or the director want to talk about so that our listeners, all of Mojave County, and we go all the way down to Parker and cover Laughlin. And
Larry, I really appreciate you giving us this opportunity to reach out to your community on the broadcast media, and we're both pointing to Emmanuel and let him wrap it up.
We want him to tell you what camp has meant for him.
Okay.
Hi, this is Emmanuel. Camp has been the most important and the most inspirational part of my life so far. I have been coming up here, like I said, for 10 years, and I started off, like Tim was saying, as one of those campers that I would get into the pool with a shirt on all the time because I was scared of all the other people looking at my burn scars.
Right.
But after pretty much the first year, I had the confidence and I had the trust and the knowledge of myself that I didn't have to worry about that back at home. And after that, I've never worn a shirt in the pool again. And I know that's a very small example, but it's things like that, those little things that you can continually build upon and improve on, that this is what the campers take away from it each year.
That's fantastic. Does Jason Schechterly ever come up and be a part of the camp?
He has come up and spoken, yes.
Yeah, I would imagine so, because, you know, we all remember he was a Phoenix police officer whose vehicle was rear-ended and exploded, and he was burned very, very, very badly. I don't remember what percent of his body, but he has spoken at conferences, and I would imagine he would love to come to Camp Courage and encourage these young people.
Absolutely.
So, all right, gentlemen, thank you all so much.
Thank you. I really, really appreciate it. So you're going to commercial break. Are you not coming back to us? We're done?
No, we're going to wrap it up here with community calendar.
All right. Thank you
so much. Can someone give a phone number so that if a listener
do you have a phone number for the foundation? Do you have a phone number for the foundation?
Oh, yeah. 602-230-2041.
2041. I'll give it again before we wrap up today. But I thank you both so much. Tim, I love you, and I'm sure
you'll be right back. I'm sure in Tucson with me. See you later, brother.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
As our weather gets warmer, the bugs in our tri-state area want inside. Inside your home and business. Barron Pest Solutions can assist with a barrier inside your home or business and outside. Keep the bugs, pests, and creatures outside. Keep your home and business bug-free today. Call Barron Pest Solutions today. With over 50 years' experience, they are the experts keeping your home or business bug-free. Quick, easy, and thorough. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family.
If your business possesses sensitive documents, your compliance partner, Mojave Shred, is here to help. Sensitive information is as seemingly insignificant as a document with a person's name and address. Numerous laws put many businesses at risk of enormous fines and penalties. Mojave Shred provides compliance training and administrative assistance in maintaining high data security standards at no cost to your business. Serving the entire tri-state, Mojave Shred is flexible, affordable, and local. Nationally recognized certified secure destruction specialists. MojaveShred.com.
Come on, boy. Ready?
Meet Tom.
There you go, Rufus. Bring it back now.
Tom saves money on everything Rufus loves by using his Co-op Connections card.
Oh, now that's a good boy. You want another treat?
Saving money on your pets is easy with Co-op Connections. Get discounts on veterinary visits, toys, grooming, and prescriptions.
Come on, boy. Bring it home now.
And best of all, it's free to Co-op members just like Tom and you.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity employer and provider.
Most people think financing a new vehicle is a hassle. Not at Martin Swanee Hyundai. Right now, you can purchase a beautiful brand new Kona, Santa Fe, or Tucson with payments for 72 months and 0% interest. Brand new SUVs with no interest loans. Active First responders receive an additional $1,000 rebate. Pick your color. Pick your interior. Then picture your family in a brand new Hyundai SUV. Come into Martin Swanee Hyundai today and take one for a spin. Stockton Hill Road, Kingman, or see MartinSwanteeHyundai.com.
Everybody loves strawberries.
And it's strawberry time at Perkins.
Come and try the fresh strawberry croissant French toast platter. A flaky, buttery croissant dipped in our signature French toast batter, grilled and loaded with fresh, sweet glazed strawberries and Bavarian cream. Or the fresh strawberry chicken salad. Smoked pulled chicken, fresh strawberries, glazed walnuts, and feta cheese. Served with our house-made strawberry balsamic vinaigrettes. Perkins, 2250 Highway 95 in Bullhead City.
Summer is almost here. Hydration is important for it every day. And hi, this is Herb from Herb's Herbs. With proper hydration, you will prevent many illnesses during warmer months. You can prevent heat stroke and exhaustion by hydrating your body. Herb's Herbs has a full line of hydration products and electrolytes. Also, we carry a large line of sports products. For your skin, to protect it, we carry Badger sunscreen. See you at Herb's Herbs, Main Street.
Well, I want to thank Bradley Oliver with the Bullhead City Police Department and the Support Services Manager for Bullhead City for coming in. And, of course, Tim Laporte, I appreciate him coming on. Again, our sponsors are Mojave Shred, Perkins Family Restaurant, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Barron's Pest Solutions, and Martin Swanee Hyundai in Kingman. And we got about 1 minute left here. Sean Hannity after the news. I will tell you one thing going on tonight. You don't want to forget that Colorado Relay for Life meeting that is at JP's Grill from 5 until 8. And you can go by there this evening and check that out. Tomorrow night is that Chef's Best, but it is sold out. So if you don't have tickets, I do. And I'm going to be going and hopefully I'll find a cure for my cold there and have some great food. So thank you all for listening. Everybody have a super day. Tomorrow we have two guests coming in, and I don't have the list in front of me. So we'll have to tell you that tomorrow when you tune in. Have a great day.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.